In the region of Cañar, deep in the Ecuadorian Andes, people have been migrating north for more than four decades. Many Ecuadorians see Cañar as a place full of poverty and broken families. But the benefits of migrating can be higher than the costs, especially for the women who stay home. Some become breadwinners and take on roles previously closed off to them. Ruxandra Guidi has our story from Ecuador.
On a chilly afternoon, children play in one of the picturesque plazas in the village of Cañar. You can't tell at first, but this village and the surrounding region is largely empty. Cañar sends a higher proportion of migrants abroad than any other district in Ecuador. Here, migration is practically a rite of passage. Barbarita Pichasaca knows this firsthand.
I'm also one of the migrants. We have crossed borders, we have walked and gotten ourselves into debt to pay a smuggler.
In 2001, Barbarita's husband left Cañar for Brooklyn, New York, and soon after he asked her to join him. Once in the U.S., she realized how many other Ecuadorians had gambled so much to get there.
A bunch of us illegal immigrants would get together and discuss how much money we'd given to the smugglers and how that left our family members back in Ecuador in debt. So we started pooling together money every week. Then we would give it to any one of us who needed it the most.
That idea for a bank cooperative is what Barbarita brought back with her when she returned to Ecuador less than a year later. Today, Barbarita's counting money. She runs the Cooperativa de Ahorro y Crédito del Migrante, or the Migrant Savings and Credit Co-op, a small local bank that was created by and for migrants. By any definition, she's a success, but her face turns sad when she explains that it all came at the expense of her marriage.
It hasn't been easy. I was a very humble, responsible woman and mother.
In an indigenous, traditional Christian community like Cañar, women are expected to stay home and care for their children. But after she came back from New York, Barbarita challenged the norm, whether she intended to or not.
I loved my husband very much. I still do. But we've had so many conflicts along the way since I decided to pursue my dream to open the co-op, because I no longer just sit at home to cook and clean and iron.
Barbarita is hardly the only woman without a husband here. Driving around, you see rolling hills peppered with peasant women doing the work that was traditionally done by men, plowing, weeding, and gathering wood for charcoal. The women are also the ones managing and investing the remittance money the relatives send home. Mashi Gregorio Quispile Maloja, a local council member, says the changes brought on by migration aren't all bad.
We've been able to live a little better, to own a house and some land. I know they've been working like slaves in another country, but they and their families can live with dignity back home.
Gregorio is using some of his village's remittance money to help create new possibilities for kids here, so they don't have to go abroad. For the first time ever, the village has a public school.
We've always told the kids, those of you who have parents living abroad, you should really take advantage of this. You have to value yourselves in your education and have a vision for the future.
During school recess, kids play ball and run around. But Rosa Quispe takes it easy. Rosa's 32 and a senior in high school. Her parents migrated to New York when she was 18 and left her with an aunt and an uncle. Today, she's the single mother of a 12-year-old girl.
Sometimes I complain to my parents for not making me study when I was younger, for not supporting me when I needed them most. But now they say, go ahead, we'll support you in everything we can.
Before her parents left, Rosa used to work as a seamstress, but now her parents pay for all her expenses. She hopes to go on to college, the first in her family, and become a doctor. Rosa says she's never seriously considered leaving Cañar.
Because my parents left me without knowing how it was. y no quiero que me pase así como me pase.
Because my parents left me. That's why I wouldn't want my daughter to go through that.
Still, despite her grief, Rosa recognizes that she wouldn't have had this chance for a better life if her parents hadn't left. Her daughter Nancy lacks for nothing. She lives in a good, clean home, has food, clothes, school supplies, and gadgets too. But the imagined possibilities of a new life in the big city are too powerful a pull. Nancy has told her mom she wants to move to New York. Her grandparents have already promised to send the first payment for her smuggler in a few years. For Latino USA, I'm Ruxandra Guidi, Cañar, Ecuador.
Ruxandra Guidi's story was made possible by a grant from the International Reporting Project.